is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Syrian rebels continue to capture the country's main cities with little pushback from the army. Fawaz Gurjez is a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics.
Where is Assad? Where is the leadership? On the opposition side, you have Abu Muhammad al-Gulani, who is basically having a victory tour in Aleppo and Hama and going on television. Yet Assad has been really absent. And this tells you a great deal. It seems to me that the opposition has already won.
It's been 5.5 years since a fire caused massive damage to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Now it's been rebuilt. First Lady Jill Biden and President-elect Donald Trump were there to see it today, as was CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb.
It began with the Archbishop of Paris knocking on the huge wooden doors of the cathedral, prompting them to open once again. The bells rang out for the first time since the fire, and the Archbishop called on the organ to reawaken.
A multi-state manhunt has so far failed to produce the person who killed a healthcare CEO in Manhattan this week. Mayor Eric Adams says police aren't sharing all the information they have on the suspect.
We don't want to release that now. If you do, you're basically giving a tip to the person we're seeking, and we do not want to give him an upper hand.
Police say they found a backpack they believe belongs to the shooter, who they think may have left the city now. The jury in the trial of a Marine veteran charged with killing a man in a chokehold in a New York City subway car is at home this weekend. CBS's Dana Jacobson says they'll soon continue their deliberations.
Prosecutors requested to drop the top manslaughter charge against Daniel Penny Friday after the jury said it was deadlocked on the count. Dropping the main charge prevents a mistrial for now. Jurors will resume deliberations on Monday on the lesser count of criminally negligent homicide.
And reproductive rights advocates in Arizona are now suing to ensure an abortion rights measure is fully implemented. From Prescott, Arizona, CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
To undo Arizona's 15-week abortion ban that conflicts with a constitutional amendment recently approved by voters, reproductive rights groups have filed a lawsuit. However,
the Arizona Attorney General said she will not be defending the 15-week ban.
Dawn Panich with the Arizona Abortion Access Campaign says it means abortion providers can now offer care up to fetal viability.
We are confident judges will see that the existing ban is no longer allowable.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
The stars will shine brightly tomorrow night here in Washington.
The Kennedy Center Honors Gala is tomorrow night in Washington. Queen Latifah hosts the annual event that celebrates lifetime achievements in the arts. It's her first time as host, but she's been honored.
Allow her to feel the love, Latifah, feel it.
This year's honorees are the Grateful Dead, Francis Ford Coppola, Bonnie Raitt, Arturo Sandoval, and the Apollo Theater. The ceremony will be broadcast on CBS on December 23rd. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A prosecutor in Florida says he's going to try to vacate as many as 2,600 convictions of people who bought crack cocaine manufactured by the Broward County Sheriff's Office between 1988 and 1990. The Florida Supreme Court had ruled in 1993 that people couldn't be charged in cases where the sheriff's office had made the crack cocaine. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, breezy at times tonight, lows in the mid-30s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-40s. Clouds increase Sunday night, stick around for most of Monday. Mild, though, highs upper 40s. Colder for the rest of the week. Right now, it's 48.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord.
Give us the green. Looks worse in black and white.
Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
shaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hookah, hookah,
deep inside of me.
Shaka, hookah, hookah.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hookah, 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 shaka.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. Hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
smile. You know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Yeah.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are fallen 'cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby, please don't ever make her blue. Thinking of her in everything. make her cry. Just let your love surround her, paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloud. You can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be.
I don't. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's a stunning development. Islamist-led Syrian rebels are claiming on social media that they've begun to enter the capital, Damascus. Residents have told the French news agency AFP that they've heard heavy gunfire. Here's CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
It's breathtaking to see the speed of this offensive just in the past week. We are now seeing, according to U.S. officials, suburb by suburb, these rebels take the areas around Damascus, the Syrian capital that the Assad regime has held on.